You're listening to SBS News.
Uncertainty and fear are rife in Brazil as the two leaders vying for presidency must now go head to head in another election. Unable to secure more than 50% of votes each, leftist leader Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and far-right competitor Jair Bolsonaro will enter what's called a runoff election at the end of the month. Meanwhile, there are fears of a similar post-election riot to that seen in the United States after Mr. Bolsonaro signals he may not accept defeat. For months, Mr. Bolsonaro has attacked the electronic voting system as fraudulent, even drawing international attention to his claims. He has suggested that he would dispute any loss that showed signs of cheating, even enlisting the military in his fight. His words in a recent speech, "If need be, we will go to war," echo sentiments of former US President Donald Trump just before the Capitol riots unleashed on the White House on January 6, 2021. And Mr. Bolsonaro was confident of victory as he cast his vote at the ballot on Sunday.
"The expectation is victory today. I consider that we are doing it for the benefit of the nation. In these 45 days, I was practically in all states of Brazil. I was very well received, something never seen in Brazil. So many people in the streets supporting us. What counts is the data of the people. Clean elections are not troubled. Let the best win."
But now Brazil will enter a second round of voting with the public forced to choose between the two primary leaders. Valmor Gomes Marais is a Brazilian lawyer who lives in Australia and the former Brazilian Honorary Consulate for Queensland. He explains how the runoff election means those who voted for other candidates will be forced to transfer their vote to one of the primary leaders.
"There will be a full month of campaign, which should start on Monday. So we have a couple of weeks until the 30th of October. So now the focus is going to be for both the candidates to try to capture the votes from other electors who have not made the decision which path to go. So there are other candidates as Simone Tebet, who was running for president. She is much more of a liberal. She had 4% of the votes. And then there is another candidate called Ciro Gomes, and he had 3% of the votes."
As to concerns that Mr. Bolsonaro won't accept defeat, social sciences lecturer at UNSW, Deborah Barros Leal Farias, is a Brazilian living in Australia who voted in the election. She told SBS she's confident that the situation can be contained after witnessing a peaceful and democratic election period, but says the country's deep political divide raises concerns.
"There is a fear, especially of a really deep, polarization has been around in Brazil for quite some time, but this election has been even more polarized. There's been more fear, I think. So I will not take that away, especially because it was a relatively close, first round. And, you might see people going to extremes."
In days leading up to the vote, misinformation has been spreading in some online groups, claiming Mr. Bolsonaro was leading in the polls. Some of his supporters have also come out to say they will take to the streets to defend the nation's democracy if their leader called upon them. This follows Mr. Bolsonaro's party releasing a 2-page document outlining the government's capacity to manipulate election results. Ms. Farias says the manipulation of language emulates that of Mr. Trump and is a common trait of populist leaders.
"Once you have the leader really calling into that and people taking it literally, there's this double, there's this interesting paradox where the person who was pushing people and sort of inflaming the fire, they will say, I was misinterpreted. I was only using this as, a metaphorical tool of expression. I never said people should actually go and kill and, and do all that." So it's there's a sense of playing a double game where you want to win in both ends.
Ms. Farias says whether or not this language will translate into action is still to be seen. But it's clear Mr. Bolsonaro is still determined to frame the election as fraudulent if it doesn't result in a victory. Following news of the runoff election, Mr. Bolsonaro was determined to pitch his party as a positive change for Brazilians.
I understand it was a vote for change for the people, but there are certain changes that could be worse. We tried to show this in the campaign, but that didn't reach to part of the population. We will analyse it. We overcame today's lie, saying it would be a 50-30 election result. We overcame that lie. We are moving forward where all is now equal, and we will better demonstrate for the Brazilian people.
But his leftist competitor is proving equally determined to secure the final votes. Mr. Da Silva says he enjoys campaigning on the streets and is confident he can propose a better future for Brazil, especially when it comes to repairing the economy and health system.
I've never won an election in the first round. I've won all of them in the second round. All of them. Here in the second round, what's important is the chance to think thoroughly on what you propose for society, to build a network of alliances and supporters before winning, for you to show to the people what will happen and who will win.
For Da Silva supporters, the news comes as a blow, with their leader just short of seizing victory. Bolsonaro supporters are equally agonised by the verdict. 65-year-old Silvana Maria Leiser refuses to resign chances of a victory.
Unfair. My heart is in pain and is bleeding. I don't believe in this result. There's a second round and we must work. It will be the truth against the lies, God against corruption, freedom of Jair Bolsonaro against the censorship of Lula.
Over the next few weeks, the secondary candidates Simone Tabati and Ciro Gomes will begin to make agreements with either of the two primary candidates. It's too early to predict which way they will swing, according to Mr. Marais. Either way, he says the election works against the people of Brazil, who he believes don't have enough say over their local representatives.
In the end of the day, I'm really sad, because we see again Brazil completely divide. And then we are discussing just about presidents. And in my view, it should be our position to be discussing who is the federal member of the parliament, who is the person that we have most contact with, you know?
Mr. Bolsonaro has to secure at least the 6 million votes Mr. Da Silva already has ahead of him to become president. Ms. Farias says while it seems that Mr. Da Silva is the front runner, it's impossible to say how things will end.
It's close, right? It is a close call. I mean, we're talking about a country with 120 million people who voted. So, you know, every vote is counting at this point because the difference is not really that massive. So, you know, statistically and even politically, you can say it cannot be discarded, the possibility of Bolsonaro winning in the second round. But as I said, he will have to do a whole lot more to really shift his position and be able to jump. His hurdle is a lot bigger than Lula's.
And for the people of Brazil, it will be a tiring few weeks of campaigning ahead, she adds.
In some ways, I think everybody is somewhat tired and anxious for four more weeks of campaigning. So as the results showed, this is a very competitive election. Lula almost won in the first round by less than 2 percentage points. So that's why you'll see a lot of Lula supporters being disappointed, even though their candidate had almost 6 million votes more. But it's the fact that it was so close to coming to, you know, winning already in the first round.
A divided country will head to the polls once again, with the next vote scheduled to take place on the 30th of October. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.